You are listening to The Vanishing River, Voices from the Darling, a radio series interviewing real people living along the Barwon-Darling River system in Western New South Wales, Outback Australia. And please stay tuned.
On one of our recent trips out west, we visited Tolarno Station, which is a linchpin for water recovery in the Darling. And we spoke with Kate McBride. She grew up there. Tolarno is about 120 kilometres south of Menindee Lakes along the Lower Darling. Now the river, when we were there, was just barely trickling. There are very serious issues of water supply there. The stock on the property was already turning their nose up at the river water because of its saltiness.
So in other parts of Australia, you have things like the Great Artesian Basin. We don't actually have that out here. What we have is aquifers that are recharged by the river. And so when the rivers grow dry, we actually have big issues with salinity uptake into our aquifers. And it means that not only when they take away our river do we not have water, but they also destroy our aquifers and the other things, the other only other option we have to feed our stock and bathe in and everything as well. So it's really hard to see what they're doing, because it is having bigger effects underground that we can't even see. So growing up, I think I always took the river for granted. It was always there. As much as people say it's a boom and bust system, yeah, it has its highs and lows, but the river was there. And now that I've grown up and got more involved with water and everything, it's really hard to see what's going on and the fact that people are losing their livelihoods. And it just sometimes makes me question, do I have a future here? If this is what's going to keep happening, and especially with some of the proposed changes in the Menindee Lake, that which is going to hold a lot less water, I really question whether farming out here, which has been going on for a couple hundred years, is going to be viable anymore at all. And I think you see as well, you know, the wealth that came out of this region. I mean, this homestead alone is just absolutely incredible. I think the hard thing is, I mean, we're just the forgotten few out here, but it is a lot bigger than just this little stretch of river where there's about 20 or 30 families. I mean, this is going to have huge effects for the entire basin around Australia. I mean, with fish breeding huge in Menindee Lakes, it's going to have effects on the Murray. And the other thing is they've put this pipeline in from the Murray to Broken Hill. So now not only have they destroyed our river, but they're going to start sucking more and more out of the Murray. This is a serious issue. And once we destroy this area, it's going to be destroyed for a long time. We're not going to get it back at all. Well, the river to us is everything, and that's the thing. I mean, this area, we don't get huge amounts of rainfall, and at the moment we are in drought, but this has got nothing to do with it, because this area doesn't actually put much water in the river. It's got very little runoff. A lot of it's at the top of the catchment. So when they take away our water, we actually lose so much more than that. And if we allow the river and the Menindee Lakes to be destroyed, it's going to have dire consequences for the whole Murray-Darling Basin system as well. Because of things like fish breeding and, you know, even the food production that comes out of here is really high quality. And
I think every Australian fisherman will know how important it is to keep nursery habitat for our fish, for our yellow belly, for our golden perch and our Murray cod. They say 70% of all golden perch comes from Menindee Lakes or from the Darling and Menindee.
And that's the thing, the amount of people from, you know, different walks of life and different hobbies and things like that, they've got involved in our fight, from fishermen to bird watchers to farmers to irrigators. We've had so many people stand by us and say, we can't let this happen. This is really important. And it's rather than it just being 20 or 30 families that are living along the river, it becomes so much more than that, because there's so many more people that actually care about our river.
Can you, just for the listeners' benefit, can you please just sum up what is causing this disaster?
Simply, it's over-allocation and mismanagement of our lake systems. We've had our lakes strained twice in 4 years, and that mismanagement has really destroyed what's happening along the Lower Darling. But it is an incredible system, and if we fight back now and we can make changes and we can fix what's happened.
How do you feel about the prospects for a federal royal commission into water allocations in the Murray-Darling Basin?
Look, I really hope it goes ahead. Dad and I are actually in at the South Australian Royal Commission the other day, and they're doing some incredible work. This isn't just about water that's going on. I mean, people's lives are being affected.
The Mayor of Broken Hill and the Broken Hill Shire have an application in to list the Menindee Lakes under the Ramsar Convention and to have it as a wildlife and bird sanctuary.
Menindee Lakes is an incredible system. I mean, you're out in the middle of the outback, it's dry, there's not much rainfall, and yet millions of years ago, this lake system formed. You look at the amount of fish and everything that come out, I think there's water rats and darling clams as well, like go there when it's got water in it, and it really is amazing. So we really hope that we can get something with Ramsar listing Menindee Lakes because it's so worthy of it. It supplies the river with water, even though we don't get much rainfall, and I think it'd really be amazing if we could get that done. Absolutely everything needs water. Water is life, and we're getting our water taken away from us. It's got nothing to do with drought or anything like that. It's the water's being taken further up and used for other things like irrigation. And people down here are the ones that are suffering. I mean, we've got irrigation too, you know, down the river. They've got irrigation there. We're purely stock and domestic, but we need that water too. And you'd think that people's needs and stock and domestic would be put before short-term plantation to make sure that the things that need it to survive are put before crops like cotton. And you don't, I mean, we're going to have serious deaths. Last time the river went dry, we saw kangaroos dying from drinking the blue-green algae pools of like water that was left in the river. Like, it has big effects. I mean, kids down at Pooncarie are getting skin irritations as well from the water. It's, in my opinion, you put people and animals before crops.
You are listening to The Vanishing River, Voices from the Darling, a radio series interviewing real people living along the Barwon-Darling River system in Western New South Wales, Outback Australia. And please stay tuned.
You know, and we talk a lot out here about the potential of hemp being grown. I mean, it uses a lot less water, it uses less pesticide, it's a better fibre, and it really should be starting to get used. You know, we just hope that a more sustainable crop like hemp can be brought in the future and used. Because for Australia, it's a lot better suited. I mean, you're irrigating a plant like cotton in the driest inhabited continent. And you're taking the water from the top, so those below you are suffering. And that's what's really hard to wrap your head around sometimes. You're just like, why aren't we getting looked after? Why are we at the bottom of the system? Why are we the ones that are getting affected? And the thing is, it's going to be more than us. I mean, you look at, you know, below Bourke, everyone's been suffering. People talk a lot about the Darling being boom and bust and that it ran dry, but it never actually had a no-flow event for longer than 2.5 months. So that's a no-flow event we can easily, farms can easily deal with, or stations can deal with, because you still have those pools that aren't going to go blue-green algae really quickly. Now in 2015-16 we had 8.5 months. The pools that were left were absolutely putrid by the end. You couldn't bathe in them, you couldn't feed them to your stock. I mean, we had one of the lowest lambing percentages that year. We believe it was a good year. The only thing it could have been was that water. We were seeing native wildlife perish from the water that they were drinking. And that's what happens when it goes for so much longer. I mean, 8.5 months is a lot longer than 2 months.
So low flows are the key, aren't they?
Yeah, so when there's not much water in the river, you can have blue-green algae pick up in, like, you know, after a fair while. But 8.5 months just caused devastation to the landscape and the river. And the other thing, the river's not just a water source to us. It's also protection of, like, biosecurity as well. So that's actually our border of our property. That stops our stock and the neighbour's stock from crossing. And the other thing is, I mean, the river really keeps you sane out here. During summer, we can have 50 degree days, and the only thing that does keep you sane on those incredibly hot days is when you come back to the homestead and you can jump in the river. In rural and remote Australia, as you probably know, I mean, suicide and self-harm rates are so much higher than in cities as well. So from us, it really worries me that, you know, these rates could just jump even higher. And especially with the drought going on, there's a lot of hardship going on with farmers. And One more thing that they need to worry about now is where they're going to get water for their stock. Proposed changes to the Menindee Lake from 480 gigalitres to 80 gigalitres. Now that 80 gigalitres is going to be our sort of for drought purposes. That'll last us about 2, maybe 3 months. And then what? What have we got? Absolutely nothing. And that's why we're really pushing at the moment. These changes haven't gone through and we have the opportunity and we're really pushing to make sure that these changes don't happen. And we're working a lot with the Barkindji people in the area and everything like that, because they don't want it happening either. They know the damage that this is going to cause to the Menindee Lakes, and changing these lakes is going to have serious issues for everyone along the river. So, and what I find really sad as well is growing up, Menindee was an incredible town because they had really quite sustainable irrigation and huge grape production. I mean, and Menindee grapes, they were all from here. Today, and not anymore. Menindee has been destroyed. It's turned into a much smaller town than it was. Huge unemployment. Growing up, it was an amazing town. Because of irrigation that's gone on further up, they could no longer irrigate here at all, because for the plants that they were growing, it was too salty. So I've watched, in my lifetime, an entire town be destroyed. And hopefully, we can get it back to what it was one day.
This is The Vanishing River, Voices from the Darling. Interviews with real people affected by ever-diminishing flows along Australia's iconic Darling River. The Vanishing River, Voices from the Darling, is produced by Earthling Studios at Grassy Head, New South Wales. Executive producer, Mark Merritt. Field coordinators and technical assistants by Susie Peake and Kath Eaglesham. Interviews by Mark Merritt and Kath Eaglesham. Voice overs by Sally Hook. Please write to us with your feedback. Post Office Box 30, Stewart's Point, New South Wales, 2441.
The Darling is dying, please take my word.
The Darling River and Menindee Lakes are in crisis. We are working hard to bring out and share the personal lived stories and facts surrounding the problem to the people of Australia and around the world. We aim to do this in plain language that everyone can understand. To find out more about issues and matters related to the Darling River, go to the Vanishing River website, www.thevanishingriver.com.au. The Vanishing River. .com.au